Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V, along with SD. We are She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Due to the subject matter, parental discretion is advised. Today's topic, human trafficking, the need for recovery, part one. Stay tuned for an informative look at modern day slavery. And today's topic, again, is human trafficking, the need for recovering.
Yes.
So we're going to start out first with the definition of human trafficking. Okay. Trafficking in persons and modern slavery are umbrella terms that are used to refer to both sex trafficking and compelled labor, and all of that is human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of people may think, okay, when you say human trafficking, that only means that you are taking people out of the country.
Yeah.
Well, that is not so. Okay. According to the state.gov policy issues for human trafficking, trafficking also happens within towns and cities.
Mm-hmm,
it is it's moving people even around within a city
mm-hmm.
or a town. Mm-hmm. Okay, in an article that says what is modern slavery,
mm-hmm.
And I'll put all the each article that I reference, I will put those links in the show notes. So in this particular article, sex trafficking, that falls under the umbrella,
mm-hmm.
child sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
Forced labor,
mm-hmm.
bonded labor or debt bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says domestic servitude, forced child labor.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's talk about when you said that bonded labor, and you think about mm-hmm. How some, in our last episode, we were talking about the homeless
mm-hmm.
and how some people can be on the street, you know, no matter excuse me, what age they could be on the street. And it's let's speak in terms of young women, although we know human trafficking it consists of, you know, male or female,
right,
being trafficked. But how the homeless can be a targeted as well, because mm-hmm. let's say, for instance, like a young teenage girl or boy, for that matter, is on the street, maybe ran away from home or
mm-hmm.
Maybe kicked out because of sexuality,
mm-hmm.
Whatever the reason being, gets taken care of by what we could say, call it today, like a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're buying them things, wooing them, and then they're like, you owe me.
Uh-huh.
I've been taking care of you. You mm-hmm. need to do this for me.
Exactly.
I've been taking, all this. And then that's when they feel like they're forced
mm-hmm.
into this labor, because they're like, I have no one else. Or
right.
rather, they don't want to be found. But at the same time, some people are caught in that trap, which I would call entrapment, because the person, the pimp, whoever it is, sees the vulnerability
mm-hmm.
To the point where they're going to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so many, it's just amazing to me with the statistics, so many ways that you can define human trafficking.
Mm-hmm. And another type of human trafficking is unlawful recruitment or mm-hmm. use of child soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that falls under the umbrella of human trafficking
mm-hmm.
because those children are forced to carry weapons and
mm-hmm.
kill other people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that was on the state.gov
mm-hmm.
That says what is modern slavery,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now, trafficking of persons is also considered a commercial sex act.
Mm-hmm.
And it is included by force, fraud, or coercion. So, for instance, you know, somebody could, there's an article where young women were lured mm-hmm.
to Florida. This happened in Florida.
Okay.
And the young women, they were answering an ad.
Okay.
For modeling.
Okay. I saw a Lifetime movie about it.
And so they were answering these ads.
Yeah.
Thinking that they were going to get a modeling deal or contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they got there, the men that were over it, that were behind the ad, they took these young women, they drugged them, they raped them.
Mm-hmm.
It was over 50 young women that fell prey to this ad because they want a modeling deal.
Yeah.
You know, so that falls under the umbrella of human trafficking. Okay. Then also there is a case where in the three largest states that human trafficking is said to be the worst. And those states are California, Texas, and let me get it right here on my notes, guys, so I can tell you exactly the third one.
But I think about when you said California, that's one of the highest rates of homelessness as well. So that would make sense.
Yes.
Again, you know that they are recruiting or snatching or whatever people who they see as vulnerable or they see, you know, as, you know, maybe are not being aware. I mean, you know, I'm just going to say this real quick. You know, I think a lot of people may, you know, wonder, you know, why this is one of our topics. But because we in the United States, this is such a big thing right here that we need to stop thinking that it's happening in just foreign countries.
That's
it's
right.
not just happening
no,
foreign countries.
No, it's worldwide.
It's happening worldwide. So, you know, I think when I go to Walmart, you know, I'm looking around to see, you know, my surroundings as a woman. I'm trying to make sure, you know, nobody's following me, nobody's, you know, looking suspicious or whatever, you know, and because I think in terms of so many people are unaware of the times that we live in and trusting of people. You know, I was just coming out of the food line today, and you know, it was a guy with a truck parked right there by the entrance, like, would y'all like to donate to the youth program? I'm like, you know, I'm not saying that this guy was being criminal and being fraudulent, but you never know how they get people to ensnare them or entrap them into the slave labor, human trafficking. You just don't know, you know, in this day and time. Like I say, not be paranoid, but not be unaware and ignorant to the times we're living in, that there are people doing this right here in the U.S.
And see, human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide now. $150 billion a year. And $99 billion of that is from sexual exploitation. You know, so... And that's according to the International Labor Organization, you know, International Labor Organization. Okay, I said it right. So when we think in terms of, in that third state, by the way, was Florida.
Florida, yeah.
You know, and when we think in terms of human trafficking, when you in your own world and you're thinking, oh, that can't be happening here.
Yeah.
But it is affecting every state, guys.
Yes.
There's no state that has gone untouched.
Yeah, and think about our state. We're from North Carolina, and I was reading from the website that the Department of Administration, where it says, according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, in 2017, North Carolina had 221 reported human trafficking cases. And this puts North Carolina eighth among all 50 states. So, you know, I wouldn't have even thought that that was going on here in North Carolina until now the statistics is coming out and you're becoming more aware of this happening. But you know what? When I would walk inside of a Walmart, I have to commend Walmart because they have boards with the missing up there. And every Walmart, I'll see by the bathroom or wherever, somewhere in the front, they have a missing persons board with pictures plastered of missing people in this state. And, you know, well, I guess in our area, I'll say like that. And the thing of that is, you know, I think That now when I look at that board, I feel like it's some of these people missing because of human trafficking. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. You know, now that comes to my mind. Before, I just thought it was just people missing. Like, you know, you've heard over the years, people go miss, whether they leave, run off with a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, mm-hmm. go to seek a career or whatever, or leave home because, like I said, sexuality, differences with their families, you know, mm-hmm. Disapproval of that or whatever mm-hmm. the meaning being. I just feel like now when I look at those boards, I'm thinking, are these people that are missing victims of human trafficking? Mm-hmm.
And sadly, the majority of them are.
Yeah.
You know, now, when say if it was a runaway, mm-hmm. when that person left home, they never thought that they would get caught up in human trafficking, mm-hmm. or sold, mm-hmm. or made to be a slave of, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not, you know, it's they're working in hotels.
Yeah.
It's labor.
Yeah.
Working on farms. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so, or that, you know, it's janitorial services. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything that some people feel like they are too good to do, mm-hmm. they have these young people, or mm-hmm. not just young people, but they have all these, all ages mm-hmm. doing this. Now, some of them prefer children because they yeah. feel like they could control the
yeah,
children
that
better.
Control issue. Mm-hmm.
And then they could groom them mm-hmm. Better. And another thing, too, they are camped out outside of homeless shelters.
Yeah.
And the traffickers are watching homeless shelters so they can see the homeless teens
yeah.
that are coming out of the shelters. Mm-hmm. And then they go and offer them, mm-hmm. Hey, you want to make some money? You mm-hmm. want, you know, you can make some money. And mm-hmm. you can, if you just do this one thing, you can mm-hmm. make some money. And then mm-hmm. you can have some food. And, mm-hmm. you know, we even give you a place where you can lay your head at night or something mm-hmm. like that. Then they're trapped.
And see, again, that points to them preying on the people that are they think are most vulnerable.
Uh-huh, exactly.
To them to gain control over. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. And also, Las Vegas, mm-hmm. The casinos, mm-hmm. They were a hotbed.
Okay.
Of the trafficking. Mm-hmm. You know, because you know, they say what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, you heard that little mantra, that little saying mm-hmm. all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And so when people go and they go to the casinos and stuff, you know, at one point in time mm-hmm. that the maids working in the hotels, the mm-hmm. the janitors, you know, all these people that you saw working, a lot of those people mm-hmm. were slave
mm-hmm.
from, you know, modern slaves,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now the casinos mm-hmm. Have decided to, they have decided to sign a contract that mm-hmm. says that they're going to be more aware mm-hmm. of that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, and Caesars was the first one. Caesars Entertainment, mm-hmm. they were the first ones to sign mm-hmm. this contract, saying that they would be on the lookout for that, they would be aware of that, that they were not going to tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
They started training their employees
yeah.
to be on the lookout for that type of thing.
Okay,
so now all the other casinos have followed suit.
Well, that's
you
good.
Know? So a lot of the big name casinos
yeah.
Have followed suit so that they don't allow that type of thing
mm-hmm.
now, and that's in our article, and I'll put that link as well if you want to read a little more about that. So they decided to go ahead on and do this. Now, some may say, okay, now are they doing this because Japan is going to open up
mm-hmm.
their country, and they're starting to look for bids for casinos.
Okay.
So, they are the world's largest casino operators are now, they are focused on Japan.
Okay.
Because they want to get into Japan, but Japan has strict laws and yeah. morality laws.
Yeah.
And so, they're not going to tolerate
mm-hmm.
any type of human trafficking,
mm-hmm.
any type of forced mm-hmm. slavery and mm-hmm. all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you would think, okay, now because Japan is doing that,
mm-hmm.
now is that the reason that the casinos are starting
mm-hmm.
to do that? Because
mm-hmm.
clean up? Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That they're cleaning up.
Yeah.
You know, so people will now be more aware that, okay, all right, now, if you go to Las Vegas, and, you know, I'm not saying the big name ones now, because they've all signed this, like, code.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're going to be on the lookout for that. But some of these other lower-level casinos and stuff, if you go inside of them, now, are some of those people in there working?
Mm-hmm.
Are they being forced to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have no other choice but to do that?
You know? But I also would think with those, the ones you named, the casinos you named that, were that are, you know, are being more careful and watching,
and that is Caesars, Sands, MGM, and Wynn. All of them, they signed that code that they are not going to tolerate that within their casinos.
And when you think about it, that would be bad for business if that got out that that's what's happened. People might be afraid to come there and stay, you know, in those casinos that have, like, the hotels and you hooked on to them and whatever. They would be, might be afraid to come and stay there, so it would be bad for business if that ever got out. So I would commend them if they did that for the safety of their employees and for the safety of the customers to come in, you know, to spend their money and to win some money.
That's,
you know,
right.
You want people, they want people to keep coming. So, yeah, they have to keep out. And it's also good when there is someone that says, I'm going to step up and I'm going to set an example so that I can show that I care about people.
And Caesars Entertainment was the first one to do it. They were the first ones to step up and say, okay, we're not going to have that.
And see, the first step is being aware and then making people aware.
Exactly.
You know, and then people can make a more wise decision when it comes to those things, you know, when they're still staying at those places. Keep an eye out, you know, keep for themselves and for other people too.
Because
you think about the people that are involved in the human trafficking, you know, some of them might want to cry out to somebody, say, hey, help me. But they may be, there's that fear that's there. And then if people are not aware of it, they might just think, you know, something, you know, is strange about it, or maybe the person's on drugs or whatever, you know, maybe ignore it in the situation. Hopefully that people won't if someone reaches out to them. But yeah,
okay. And that code I was talking about, it is the Tourism Child Protection Code of Conduct.
Okay,
that's the code that they signed.
Okay, protection
and so it could end human and child trafficking.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's referred to as the code.
Okay,
so that's what they signed. You know, and again, Caesars Entertainment was the first to sign it, and then the rest, the, you know, Sands, MGM, and all the Wynn follow suit.
That's good.
Now, Japan, their lawmakers, you know, said that only those gaming operators who have high morals and a sense of responsibility and a clean nature would even be considered to come into their country. You see?
And you can't blame them. That's very smart. All right, okay, because you don't want someone coming into the country and causing harm to other. I mean, you know, if only every country could have that kind of moral law of, you know, that's in your heart to just say, okay, we don't want to take part in any wrongdoing, in slavery, any of that. It's doing some harm to somebody. No, because to me, that's love, because you don't want to see harm coming to people to be, you know, you don't want to be a part of it.
That, yeah, that's definitely an act of love, whether they,
they realize it or not. It's an act of love.
And you know, Japan's tongue-tied. Japan's moral code is so high that in the other countries, like in other countries like China, South Korea, Taiwan, and India, there is nearly 46 million people currently enslaved.
Oh, wow.
See, Japan ain't playing that.
Yeah, yeah. Japan said, that's not happening here. We're not doing that
They
here.
Said they're not happening. You know, so, you know, it would be great if everybody would follow suit. You know, every country followed suit, but it's not, because it is a multi-billion dollar industry.
And that's something.
And what saddened me is I came across an article where it said America is the number one country that fuels human trafficking and sex trafficking.
Wow.
The need, these other countries, like within Mexico, Mexico is supplying a lot of the slaves.
Wow.
Into America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have the links.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be in the show notes. Mm-hmm. You can go in and check them out and mm-hmm. read it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's a sad thing because the demand is coming out of America.
Yeah.
For sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
child slavery,
mm-hmm.
child labor,
mm-hmm.
all of that, forced labor. The mm-hmm. demand is coming from America, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer,
mm-hmm.
He did an interview with
Cesar.
Mm-hmm, with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how when he first came to America, he mm-hmm. was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He only had $100 in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he said, at the border, he said, human traffickers are waiting at the border
mm-hmm.
to get eager young people mm-hmm. who are trying to get into America for a better life.
Yeah.
And he said that they, but his, he was such a, such the type of person that
mm-hmm.
at that age, he knew what to look out for, who to look out for, and everything, even at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was so dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, so they are there. Mm-hmm. So when those people try to cross over,
mm-hmm.
they'll offer them, you know what, I can get you across the border.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give me this amount of money, mm-hmm. I'll get you across. Mm-hmm. And then the people give them what money they have.
Yeah.
And then they take them into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And then they source them out
mm-hmm.
into mm-hmm. all different types of, you know, areas, whether it's sexual, whether it's labor, you know, that's how they're
mm-hmm.
sourcing them out, you know. And then they're making billions of dollars.
Mm. We got to do better, people. We mm-hmm. got to do better. Mm-hmm.
And I just, we want to keep those people in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And there also is training back to the casinos and all.
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about there could be somebody that's working and they could be like, I want to tell somebody to help me, but I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They are also training their employees
mm-hmm.
to spot
uh-huh.
signs of human trafficking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so that you will know, they'll know if it looks like somebody could be in trouble.
Yeah.
And then they can be able to go from there to mm-hmm. try to handle it, you know. And also, I saw an article where there was, and some time ago, and this is the crazy thing, you know, mm-hmm. is some time ago, two large department store chains.
Okay.
If I said them right now, you would know exactly who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I put an article in the show notes. You can read it for yourself. They were getting forced labor
mm-hmm.
out of the country, out of the U.S.
Yeah.
And let me find it because I want to tell you exactly what the article said.
And it's good, you know, that you're putting where you've gotten the information from in the show notes
mm-hmm.
so that anyone that is interested in human trafficking and statistics, all the signs, all the good information that you're giving to them, they can go there and read it for themselves
mm-hmm.
and see exactly where you got it from. This is not something just coming up with on top of our heads. We are doing the research so we can inform. That is, you know, our goal, to inform and to, you know, just educate people here in the U.S. and wherever, if wherever else someone is listening, you know, just to bring that awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, those two companies, they were getting their products
mm-hmm.
from Bangladesh.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there were employees there in that country, the building that the clothes and everything was being manufactured out of. The employees were complaining of cracks in the building.
Okay.
Cracks, you know, like in the,
mm-hmm.
you know, about cracks in the building and everything, whether it was the floor, the wall, whatever, mm-hmm. they were complaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
They took those concerns to the management.
Yeah.
Management ignored those signs. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll see where I'm going in a minute. Mm-hmm. And so, the next day, over 1,000 people were killed mm-hmm. when the building collapsed.
Yeah.
Now, the fire department evidently had warned the owners of the building that, you know, the upper floors were built without a permit.
Wow.
Of that building. Mm-hmm. So, it could not sustain the weight yeah. of all those machines and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, it collapsed. Okay, wow. Now, killing those that many people. Mm. Now, the U.S., there were people in the U.S. that were outraged.
Yeah.
How could these two companies get, you know, their product from a country and from people mm-hmm. who had slave laborers?
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't even care about the employees' yeah. safety or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, Americans were, you know, that knew about it. Mm-hmm. They were uproar and they vowed they were not going to shop at those two chains. They weren't going to shop there ever again if they mm-hmm. continued to use product from child labor. Uh-huh. Now, tell me, what's the difference? Porn. Yeah. The pornographic industry.
Yeah.
Yes, we going there.
Yeah.
If you can get upset mm-hmm. about labor.
Yeah.
And people dying mm-hmm. from forced labor.
Yeah.
What about people mm-hmm. who are being forced mm-hmm. to work in the sex industry?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, now you say, well, how are they being forced? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you think in terms of porn, mm-hmm. They are going to show forth the prettiest women, the most beautiful people.
But then when you think about some of the porn stars that are making a lot of money, they showcase it as this is something they love doing.
That's what they
say. This is a career they chose, mm-hmm. and they're not forced. They're great with it. But then there are those that are forced to do it.
They are forced. Mm-hmm. Now, those that that they call them the face. Mm-hmm. of the pornographic industry. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones who are happy. And they yeah. getting paid.
Yeah.
They not being forced.
Yeah.
They getting paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They get paid. They can do whatever scenes they want to do. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to do a certain scene, they ain't got to do a certain scene. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to do it with this many people, they ain't got to do that with this many people. Mm-hmm. But everybody else, mm-hmm. a lot of those people are being forced. Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm entitled to my opinion.
You're entitled to it.
What woman mm-hmm. wants to be in a scene with 25 men?
Not nobody I know. Not if you're in your right mind and you value your goods. Don't nobody want the goods.
No, you know, no, 25 no. men. No. And then they'll ask, do you like this? Do you like this? And the girl, yeah, I like it, you know, and I like that this is okay. Y'all, she's been drugged. Mm-hmm. She's been pumped full of drugs. Mm-hmm. Some of them aren't even aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. If you were to pay attention, you would probably, according to some of these articles, if you paid attention, that these are some of the, in these articles, there are porn stars, people mm-hmm. who were in the pornographic industry, mm-hmm. and they are giving testimonials mm-hmm. telling about what the conditions are really like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even put out there saying that they are the most healthy and mm-hmm. the cleanest people, mm-hmm. that it, 'cause they have to go and get checked. That is not always the case. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are not always checked to make sure they are clear of different sexual transmitted mm-hmm. diseases. That is not mm-hmm. the case. Mm-hmm. I know there was one young lady gave a testimony where she and some of these people, they are doing it because they need the money.
Yeah.
But they are still tricked because they are saying, okay, they're offered this amount of money. Say if they're offered $10,000.
Yeah.
You get $10,000 if you do A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. But when they get there, mm-hmm. The woman she gets there, and then in the room is nothing but men.
Yeah.
And then instead of the $10,000 she was offered to do A, B, and C, she has to do E, F, G, H, yeah, I, J, yeah, and K.
They add some on the fine print.
But by now she's in there.
Yeah.
And then she feels like, okay, she has no other choice now, mm-hmm. because all she sees is men. She's surrounded by men. How's she getting out of there?
And then you think about it, you know, if someone is watching some porn and they see a female having sex with 2, 3, 4, 5, 12 men, 20 mm-hmm. men, mm-hmm. you know, if you think rationally, what woman, mm-hmm. you know, wants to have that many men mm-hmm. on her at one time?
That's right.
I mean, let's just be real about it. I don't know too many people go to the club, so let me find 30 men to go sleep with.
Right,
at
the
same
time.
Night.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make any sense, you mm-hmm. know, because your body as a woman can take but so much
That's
at
right.
a time.
That's
and
right.
if you overextend, anything overly done is not good for the body.
Well, one young lady, she ended up in the hospital.
I can believe that.
And was in the hospital for a certain amount of time, for about 2 weeks or more. Mm-hmm. Now, she said, this particular young lady, she talked about how she had been married, then her husband divorced her. She had, I can't remember, 2 or 3 kids. Mm-hmm. She couldn't really take care of her kids. Mm-hmm. So she had to do something mm-hmm. to put food yeah. on the table and mm-hmm. keep lights on and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Mm-hmm. So she agreed to do a few films.
Yeah.
Then she needed a larger amount of money, so that she was offered $10,000, $15,000. I forget exact how much money she was offered. Mm-hmm. But she was told that she was going to be with other porn stars, mm-hmm. other male porn stars. Mm-hmm. When she gets there, you know, the scene, the 25 men is there. They're mm-hmm. there. The scene is set. She had drugs. She had to take something mm-hmm. to prepare herself for that.
Yeah.
Then she realized, she said she passed out several times during the scene.
Oh, my.
This went on for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And she, when the scene was finally over, she couldn't understand why these men were taking selfies with her, trying to sit her up to take selfies with her. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, there had been an ad put in the paper.
Okay.
Sleep with a porn star.
Wow.
So all these men mm-hmm. were not porn stars. These were just men that came to the ad so they could sleep with a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who? How you know if they didn't have diseases?
Yeah.
Coming up in there.
Yeah.
But the people who set it up, mm-hmm. they did not care about that.
And that's sad.
All they cared about was getting that film.
Mm-hmm. And then when you think about all that, the people, all the different aspects of human trafficking and all the different ways that, you know, like porn or whatever industry may play in that role, you think there the sensitivity to human life mm-hmm. is lost mm-hmm. in a lot of hearts. And because when these people, if they come out of it, you mm-hmm. know, and are rescued somehow and can leave and somehow, there is a recovery effort that is the next part of what we're going to be discussing on the recovery efforts. So y'all stay tuned.
For the continuation of this discussion, join us next week for part 2.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe so that you can stay plugged in to another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S1E3. While you are there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SDs, list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotionals. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.